Hi all, this is Arisa. Welcome back to Pronunciation Challenge. How is your day? No matter what, the video today I'm gonna share with you talks about a robot restaurant in San Francisco. It provides tasty customized burgers by automatic machines every day. However, some people concern this may cause the original employees lose their jobs. With two opposite opinions, the host went to the restaurants and did an interview in the video. Before getting to know the end, what would you think about this issue? Will all the labor be substituted with robots one day? Alright, we can get into the sentence first and we will see later. One of the great things about our operation is, because it's so efficient, we spend so much more on the cost of ingredients, which definitely comes through on the flavor. Okay, let's slow down the speed and speak it out again. One of the great things about our operation is, because it's so efficient, we spend so much more on the cost of ingredients, which definitely comes through on the flavor. All right, 现在呢，很快速地进到我们的第一组单词，叫做 operation。Operation。Operation 是个名词，它的中文意思叫做运作、活动或是医生在进行的手术。It's a business organization or an activity. It's also a process, part of a machine or system at work. 那我们会有个例句叫做 The rescue operation lasts 3 days. The rescue operation lasts 3 days. 这个救援行动持续了三天。好。接着呢，跟 operation 非常相似的字呢，总共有两个。第一个叫做 operate 是个动词，就是营业、操作的意思。To cause, to work, or be in action, or have an effect. 那我们可以造一个句子，像是 Jobs company operates all around the world. Jobs company operates all around the world. 贾伯斯的公司在世界各地营业。Alright, 这可能代表说呢 Jobs 是一个非常成功的生意人，所以他经营的公司可以在全世界各地营运。哦，我就是在以贾伯斯来造句啦。那接下来的字呢叫做 Operator 是作业员、操作者的意思。我们用英文来解释可以说 Someone whose job is to use or control a machine or a company that does a particular type of business.那例句呢就可以造成 The tour operator will arrange your itinerary and flights. The tour operator will arrange your itinerary and flights. 这名旅行社营业员会帮你安排详细行程跟班机。所以就用 tour operator 代表说他是旅行社的营业员。接着第二个组合字是由 efficient 这个字来带头的。Efficient 就是一个形容词，大家应该不太陌生，它就是效率高的、有效的的意思。It means working or operating quickly and in an organized way. 有组织性的去运作一件事情，代表你的效率相当高嘛。那我们的句子呢，大家看一下有没有打中你的心理。Miss Kim is regarded as the most efficient secretary in the company. Miss Kim is regarded as the most efficient secretary in the company.金小姐被认为是全公司工作效率最高的秘书。OK, 没有错。So I choose to make this sentence based on the Korean drama What's Wrong with Secretary Kim? Have you all heard of this before? 好，这个呢就是以我们最近很夯的韩剧就是金秘书为何那样以基底来造的句子。对，它是一个浪漫的喜剧，大家如果有兴趣的话可以去看看咯。好，那接下来第二个相关字呢就是 efficiency。Efficiency 是一个名词，它的意思是功效、效能。在英文的定义里面，你可以这样子讲 The good use or minimum waste of time and energy, that means efficiency. 就是你用最少的时间还有精力去完成一件事情，代表你的效能相当的高。那我们的例句可以这样造 The Netherlands leads the way in energy efficiency.The Netherlands leads the way in energy efficiency. 荷兰展示其在能源效能上远大的进步。这一组合的最后一个字叫做 effective. Effective 是一个形容词， 中文的意思是生效的、有效的。在英文的定义里面，你可以这样讲 successful or achieving the results that you want， 或是 something being in effect， 就正式要开始生效了。那我们的例句也朝这个方向走的话，像是这样子 The tax bill will become effective after the president signs it. The tax bill will become effective after the president signs it. 这项税案在总统签署过后会立即生效。第三组的单字 flavor 呢可以当作是名词或者是动词，所以看你是用怎么样的句子去发挥它的词性。那第一个的话，我们把它解释为名词，就是味道。那味道的话，我们用这个来造句就会变成 Daniel loves the flavor of wasabi。 Daniel loves the flavor of wasabi。 Daniel 喜欢山葵口味。那第二个，如果我们把 flavor 变成一个动词的话，就会变成的意思成为为什么什么调味，为什么什么调味。好，那我们的例句就会变成这个 The chef flavored the fish with sugar and vinegar. The chef flavored the fish with sugar and vinegar. 这位厨师用糖跟醋来调味这只鱼，那想必应该是一个糖醋鱼了。好，接下来呢，我们要看到的 favor 这个字是一个可以当作动词跟名词的单字。那当作动词的话，它的意思是支持、偏爱 ，to support someone or something。那我们的例句，你们大家可以看看哦。The grandmom favors her youngest grandson. The grandmom favors her youngest grandson. 那名奶奶偏爱她最年幼的孙子，就是变成偏心、偏爱的意思。那如果我们把 favor 变成一个名词，就会变成帮助、拥护，就是一个 kind behaviors and help。那我们的例句，大家可以参考一下，有没有很熟悉 ？May the odds be ever in your favor. May the odds be ever in your favor. 愿机会永远对你有利。哎，这里有没有一些饥饿游戏的粉丝啊？没有错，这一个台词呢，就是出自于非常知名的电影跟小说《饥饿游戏》里面的一句话，就是每一次在《饥饿游戏》要举办之前，来自都城的 Effie Twinkets 女士就会跟24个贡品说 ：“May the odds be ever in your favor”， 就是希望这个机会永远对你有利，等于是预祝他们上战场之前一个期许。你也可以把它解读为 “Good luck” 或是 “All the best to you”， 但有没有真心就不知道了，因为《饥饿游戏》叫做只有一个胜出者。Alright， 接着跟 favor 非常相似的一个字，它是一个形容词，叫做 favorable。favorable， 好，后面加个 able， 就是一个形容词的词性嘛，它代表是有利的、赞同的。用英文来定义的话，就是 to gain advantage 或是 opportunity or convenience。OK， 我们造一个句子，像是这样子 ：The novel just received a favorable review. The novel just received a favorable review.这部小说刚得到一则好评。 Okay, so the last group of the vocabulary today is cost. Cost. Cost, you can see it as a verb or a noun. 可以当作动词，也可以当作名词。那首先我们先把它当作动词来看，就是花费。好，那我们的例句大家参考一下，就是 It costs the government $100 million to rebuild the Supreme Court.It costs the government $100 million to rebuild the Supreme Court. 政府花了$100 million重建最高法院。接着如果将 cost 当作是名词的话，可以当作是成本或是费用。We must reduce the production cost. We must reduce the production cost. 我们应该降低生产成本。好，接下来跟 cost 非常像的一个字叫做 expense. Expense.Expense 是个名词，它的意思是开支、费用。那我们的例句，大家听听看哦。The young man can't afford the expense to fix the broken phone. The young man can't afford the expense to fix the broken phone. 这位年轻人无法负担修理坏掉手机的费用。All right, that's all for the vocabularies. Let's read the sentence one more time. One of the great things about our operation is...Because it's so efficient, we spend so much more on the cost of ingredients, which definitely comes through on the flavor. Thanks for joining the pronunciation challenge today. Leave a comment below and let me know your statement about this issue along the recording. What do you think about the pros and cons of the high technology? Well, it makes us a better world or worsen the working opportunities of ours. I will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.